I am what this word says I am. I have what this word says I have. And I can do what this word says I can do. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Yeah, I'm going to give a class in boldness. You say, you're just a big loud mouth. Well, you know what? The devil hears loud better than soft. Amen. Pardon me. I want to talk about making a difference. Making a difference. We're going to look at three mothers from the Bible that made a difference. Not only in their families, in their children, but they made a difference, making a difference in their children, made a difference even in their nation. And so I want us to look at three mothers who made a difference. So the title is Making a Difference, but it could be Mothers Making a Difference. Amen? Turn to Exodus chapter 1 to begin with. We're going to read there. The first mom we're going to look at is Jochebed. Anybody know who Jochebed was? You do? Well, good for you, Moses' mom. Give that girl a gold star. Most people don't know that. Exodus chapter 1. We're going to begin reading in we're going to read verse 16 there. It says, we'll back up to 15. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, "When you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live." Just a little side note here. Abortion's nothing new. I said abortion's not anything new. Here you got all the way back in the days of Moses, they were having what we would call full-term abortion. As soon as he's delivered, kill him. See, there's nothing new about that spirit. That thing's been around for a long time. Now, here's the thing. The king had issued an edict. It was the law of the land, and the law of the land said, now, every male that is born, every male baby, it was to be killed immediately. But, you know, these ladies, and especially Jochebed, we're going to talk about here. You're right there in Exodus. You're in chapter 1. Look over in chapter 2. I want to read this. She made a decision. She purposed that she was going to do something different. That even though the law of the land, the king had said, okay, all these male babies, there's too many of them, they're going to be killed. Listen, how many of you know in every life there is potential? There is potential. You know, we have killed in this nation, aborted, killed millions of children. Can you imagine the potential that was in those millions of children? Human beings. Imagine the discoveries. Imagine the families. Imagine all that they would have enriched society. Think about all the gifts and the talents now that are quiet, that are silent. And here she was facing the same situation in the same time. I wonder how many presidents have been aborted. I wonder how many doctors have been aborted. I wonder how many missionaries have been aborted. I wonder just how many moms, how many dads have been aborted. I wonder how many have done that. And in this day, they were facing the same situation, but Jochebed, she had a different mindset about her. She said, I don't care what the government said. I don't care what the king said. I'm going to do it differently. And in Exodus 2, we're going to begin reading at about verse 2. Well, let's just pick it up in verse 1. Now, a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. Well, you know, she was taking her life in her hands by doing that. Because if the king had found out that she was hiding a son, not only would he have killed the son, he would have killed her too. But Jaime, you look at this woman, there was something about her. She had an intuition, she had an insight, she had an understanding that something about this child, I'm going to protect this child. Oh, would to God that we had that same attitude nowadays in our society. She saw this child as valuable, as precious. We're talking about making a difference. It says she saw the child. She hid him. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him. She coated it with tar and pitch. She placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen. That was Miriam. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" Smart, huh? "Yes, go," she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to him, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." Boy, isn't God smart? God not only preserved this baby, God not only allowed the mother to take care of the baby and nurse it, blessed be God had Pharaoh pay her for doing it. Now, all you moms don't feel like you got shortchanged. Well, we were watching something the other day. It was on a newscast about a mother that if she got paid the equivalent, how much it would be worth. And I forget how much it was, but it was way over $100,000 a year. I'm not talking about a lifetime, a year, that it would be comparable to if she was out in the workforce doing all that. Everything else, it would be comparable to that. So here she is. Now notice the blessing of God here. Because this woman had faith. She had faith in God. She perceived and saw that there was something. I believe that God's got a plan and a purpose for my child. And so because of that, she was willing to take a risk. She was willing to do something that nobody else was doing. Yeah, you can hold your finger there, but turn over to Hebrews 11. I want you to read the commentary on what she did here. You know, of course, Hebrews 11, we call that the hall of faith. Hebrews 11, 23. Notice what it says here. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Listen, church, we've got to come to a place to where we fear God more than man. Where we say, you know, we're going to hold up a righteous standard for our families. We're going to believe in God's plan and God's will and God's purpose for our children. And this woman, Jochebed, it says that she did. She believed in it. And it says by faith, she decided differently. You know what she did? She set a course in motion for Moses. Moses didn't set that in motion. She set it in motion. We're talking about making a difference. And you know that this simple act of obedience, of taking a risk. Now, here's a thought for you. I'll just throw this out. You know, we could say, well, yeah, but that was because Moses was special and God had a predestined special plan and purpose for his life. Well, that may be. But it also could be this. Because of the mother's faith and willingness to take a risk, maybe that's what brought about Moses' destiny. He could have been just another aborted child. He could have been just another number, you know, on the blotter there. You know, but what? He had a mother. A mother who believed and feared God. A mother who believed in the potential of every child. And she saw that son and she said, God's given me this child and this child is special. And I believe that God's got a plan and a purpose for this child. And I am willing to, by faith, take a risk to hide this child. And then God honored that. And so moms, I want to tell you something. What, maybe your child is young, maybe your child is grown up, but I want to tell you what, God will see your faith. God will see that you have determined in your heart that my child is special. And don't you let go of that. Don't let go of that. Because you know what? After a while, she nursed him and she nurtured him. Now, I want to say something to you, moms, and you take and grab hold of this. She was the one who put the roots into Moses. Are you listening? She sowed godly seeds into his life. During that time that she was nurturing him and nursing him, she was teaching him, she was putting a deposit, a divine deposit into Moses. And I want to tell you something. Those roots will produce fruits. Are you listening? Because if you read on over there in Hebrews 11, about verses 24, 25, it says that Moses, when he became of full age, something awoke in him. One translation, that's the way it read. Something awoke in him. Faith awoke in him, and he suddenly realized that, you know what? I don't belong in Egypt. I don't belong in Pharaoh's household. All of a sudden, he awoke to his destiny. He awoke to the plan and the purpose that God had for him. And listen, when he awoke to that, he was 40 years old. 40. 40. You know, we read over there, how many of you know Proverbs 22:6? Remember that? It says, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart. You know, we've only looked at one side of that. And that side is we've looked at it this way. Okay, I'm going to trade up a child, I'm going to do it. And if I do that, he'll never depart. But it doesn't say that. It says, when he is old, he will not depart. Well, here's the thing. Moses was brought up after she put the seeds in him. You know what? He was in Pharaoh's house. He learned all the wisdom of Egypt. He learned all of that stuff out there in the world. But you know what? There came a day when he hit 40 that those seeds that had been planted, that root that had been put in him, something awoke in him, and he realized, look, being a prince in Egypt is not my destiny. My destiny's in God and with the people of God. And something awoke in him. So I want to encourage you, moms. Maybe your children are grown or almost grown. Listen, don't you give up on them. Don't you give up on them. Don't give up on the seeds you've planted. Don't give up on the root system you put in them. Because it says that Moses awoke to his destiny. He was 40 years old, but he woke up. See, the roots determine the fruits. Godly roots will prevail. God's word, he says over here in Isaiah 55, he said, my word will not return unto me void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do. Amen. Don't give up on it. So what does this teach us? Jochebed. And you know, her name means this. It means Jehovah glorified. And you know what? Moms, if you have put that righteous seed, you've planted that root system in your children, I'm going to tell you what, in your children, Jehovah will be glorified. God will be glorified because they will awaken. God's plan and purpose for their life, it will prevail. You believe that. That's what Jochebed believed. That's what she taught us. Now, we don't know if she ever saw that come to pass. Because Moses rose up at 40. You know, he awoke to his destiny. And then what? He got exiled for another 40 years. So he was 80 years old before he really stepped into that. Oh, we're so impatient as human beings, aren't we? Oh, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, bless God, we're ready to just chuck it all. But it took a while. But listen, it didn't return void. And look what it did. The root she put in that child, the risk she took, the nurturing she gave, the years, you know she watered that thing in prayer. Yeah. The things she put in him, it was worth it because what? God used him to change the destiny of a nation. Oh, hallelujah. So she taught us what? That the nurturing, that what you put into those children, the time, the effort, the prayers, the word, the teaching, the instruction, you know what? It's not going to return void. Mom, be encouraged. Jehovah will be glorified in your kids. And then the second mother that we look at today was Hannah. And we're probably very familiar with Hannah. One of the things that Hannah taught us about was the power of a praying mom. In 1 Samuel 1, if you read over there, verses 1 through 17, we have the story there. I'm going to kind of give you the Reader's Digest version for the sake of time. But it says that Hannah was wanting a child. She didn't have a child. She was praying and crying out to God for a child. And she wanted a child so much. And she was praying. She said, God, you give me a child. And she says, I commit him back to you. I dedicate him back to you. And here she was. She was laying a foundation even before the child was born. You know, I don't know. Cindy and I, we prayed over our kids. Man, when she was carrying all three of our kids, man, we were praying over them. We'd lay our hands on those kids. We would declare the Word of God. We would declare they will fulfill the God's plan and purpose. We prayed over them. This is what Hannah's doing. She says, God, I'm committing my children. I'm dedicating them to you. You give me this child. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm consecrating it to you. Amen.
Amen.
She marked him in prayer for the purpose of God. And I want to tell you, moms, you've been praying over your children, whether children maybe you haven't had yet or children that are already grown, whatever, wherever they may be at. I'm going to tell you something. You can mark them in prayer for the purpose of God, just like Hannah did. Listen, do not be discouraged. The prayers you're praying over those children, the prayers you prayed for them, God has heard your prayers. Those prayers have marked your children. And I want to tell you what, God's plan, God's purpose for them will be accomplished. It will be accomplished. Turn, if you will, to Luke 18. I want you to read this about a mom over here. Luke 18. Read this. This is a tremendous story. I tell you what, rather than that, turn to Matthew 15. I want Matthew's version of it. I like it a little better. Turn to Matthew 15. Same story, it's just a little bit different. Reads just a little bit different. Matthew 15, we're going to pick it up in about verse 22. It says, a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, Jesus, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. You ever been there? I mean, you're praying, you're crying out, and it seemed like just like this. Jesus answered not a word. Oh, boy. Hey, can I get a witness? Anybody besides me ever been there? So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying after us. In other words, Jesus, this woman is just aggravating. She is bugging us. She is bothering us. She's messing up my daytimer. I've got our day planned, and we just don't have time for this. She is so distracting. She's drawing attention. It says, send her away. And he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Boy, wouldn't that discourage you? But not a mom. Most of us guys, that'd been it for us. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The woman came and knelt before him and said, Lord, help me, she said. And he replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. Now, not only have the disciples against her, not only did Jesus say, I really didn't come to help you, now he's saying, he's comparing her to a dog. Isn't that right? Boy, most folks would just say, that's it. Three strikes and you're out. But you know, a mom says, hey, it ain't over till it's over. And it ain't over yet because I ain't got what I'm asking from God. Amen? And moms, that's the way you need to be. We need to be like that. Listen, it ain't over. We're not playing nine-inning ball games. We play till we win. We keep on playing. We get up and swing that bat till we hit a home run. We don't strike out. Come on. He replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. You know she did. She had to overcome all this stuff. The apostles didn't want her around. Jesus said, I wasn't sent for you. Then he said, he compared her to a dog. No wonder he said she had great faith. She would not be denied. That's the thing we learn from Hannah and from this woman here. Listen, don't you be denied when it comes to your children. Don't you be denied when it comes to the plan and purpose God has for you and your family. You stay in there. You stay in there. You keep swinging the bat. You keep swinging the bat because you know what? God's going to see to it that you hit a home run. Hallelujah. Grand slam. Pow. Right out of the park. You read on down there, it says she went home and her daughter was delivered. Maybe you're facing a situation. Maybe you got children that are away from God. Maybe you got children that are bound with something like this woman did. I want to tell you, I want to encourage you this morning. Listen, don't you give up. Don't you let go. Just like Hannah, she prayed. She cried out to God. I mean, the prophet thought she was drunk, accused her of being drunk. She said, I'm not drunk. She says, I'm just desperate. I'm desperate. I'm desperate for God to do something. Listen, you get desperate for God to move. You stay that way. You don't give up. You keep praying for your family. You keep praying for those children. You keep praying and seeking God for that circumstance. I promise you, no matter what it may look like, God will come through for you. The persistent praying of a mother. That's what Hannah teaches us. Amen. She would not be denied. And of course, we know Samuel was that son. And Samuel was the first prophet sent to Israel. Samuel was the one that God used to call that nation back, to anoint David, the righteous king that the Messiah came through. He was a great man of God. And I want to tell you something. You know, many times, you know, God will use, the Bible says He uses the things that are foolish, the things that are the outcasts. I'd be one of them. Of society. Those that don't look like, you know, they are the best material. He says those are the kind that God will get a hold of and He will use and He will anoint and He will raise them up. And He'll fulfill a purpose and a plan. And I'm not just talking about ministry. It may be something else. It may be a lawyer, doctor, trade, whatever. But I'm going to follow after God. I'm going to serve God with all my heart. And this is what Hannah teaches us. Persistent prayer. You've got a desire. You know God said something to you about your family. And I want to tell you this. God did not call your family to go down the tubes. He didn't call your family to fail. He didn't call your family to be bound. He didn't call your family so that you just say, well, I'm going to tell you what, I just give up on them. No, you stay in there. You keep praying. You keep believing. You keep crying out to God for them. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then the third mother, of course, we look at is Mary, the mother of Jesus. I want us to look over at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Mary is a remarkable woman. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll tell you what, if you know anything about Mary and you don't think she was remarkable, then I don't know what's your definition of remarkable. It's got to be on out there, hasn't it? Of all the women, God came to her. There must have been something He saw in her. Hello. Luke 1, we're going to pick it up in about verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town in Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Hello. He said, you are highly favored. You have the favor, the grace, the blessing of God is on you. Listen, moms, let me encourage you. Listen, you have the favor and the blessing of God is upon you. Are you listening to me? What gives the heart of the mother that heart? What gives you that when everybody else says, give up on him, you won't? When everybody else says, just forget it, you keep praying and believing. When everybody else says, it's no use, you just won't give up. You are tenacious. You are just digging your heels in. You're saying, there's no way, I won't give up. God, you got to do something with them. You got to do something. God, I'm going to be in your face. You got to do something. You got to do something. God says no, but you say, God, you got to do something. Where did they get that from? That come from because what? God has graced you. Amen. He has put something in you that is not easily defeated, that is not easily discouraged, that will not give up. Something of Himself God has put inside of you as a mother. Amen. And there is a strength, there is an ability that God has given you. And listen, you need to recognize it too. It wasn't only that Mary was highly favored, so are you. You are highly favored. The Lord, notice He said, the Lord is with you. You know, moms, the Lord is with you. Single moms, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. I don't care what that guy did. The Lord is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. It says, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." There it is again. "You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to call him named Jesus. He will be great and called Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Now, I'm going to stop there a minute. Now, how many of you know, a lot of women, if an angel came and said that, they'd say, "Say what? You know, are you talking to me?" Come on. Listen, you need to rise up and find out that, you know what? You're not some little old no account, not worthy, little old, "Oh, I don't deserve anything." Get that attitude off of you. That's not the attitude that as a child of God. Ladies, you shouldn't be having that attitude. None of us should. Ladies, you shouldn't be having that attitude. This old beat down attitude. "Oh, man, oh, I just don't know. I'm not worthy." Listen, I believe one of the reasons, we're going to look at it in just a second here, that God, that she found favor with God is that Mary had this kind of attitude. You know, number one, she was submissive, but at the same time, she knew who she was. Because notice, look at her answer there. First, she said, "How will this be?" Mary asked, "Since I'm a virgin." Angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that Holy One born to you will be called the Son of God." And he goes on talking. Now notice what it says down here. He said in verse 38, notice her answer. I believe this is why God came to her. She said, "Behold, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." You know what? She said just enough and just the right thing. Boy, we could learn a lesson from that, all of us, couldn't we? She didn't say more than she needed to say. She just said, "You know what? May it be done to me according to the word of the Lord." That's all she said. So what? Mary is an example of faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. She had something on the inside of her that honored God. That said, if God said it, then it has to be so. No matter how impossible it may seem. You think you face something impossible. You think about this. You're going to have a child without getting pregnant by a man? How many of you know that never happened before or since? That's a pretty unique experience. That you're the only person throughout all eternity that this has ever happened to. That's pretty unique. And yet she had faith, what? That if God said it, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Notice what he said. He said, why? He said, because the power, the Holy Spirit, will come upon you. Listen, moms, you know where your strength comes from? It comes from the Lord. Where does your ability come from? It comes from the Lord. Just like Jochebed, just like Hannah, just like Mary, if you belong to God, I want you to know this, that here's the thing, you can, the nurturing, what you've put into those children, it's not going to return void. The prayers, if you won't give up, you hang in there, you keep praying, and you realize that, you know what, I'm a daughter of the Most High God, I belong to God. I have favor with God. God is for me. God is with me. And the power of the Holy Spirit is upon me. And you know, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, what? Who strengthens me. And of course today, especially, I'm talking to moms, but you know what? These principles are good for all of us. I said these principles are good for all of us, aren't they? But moms, pardon me, I'm especially speaking. Let me have that water. I'm sorry. Excuse me. But especially today, I'm speaking to moms or potential moms. Amen? These are things that we, you know, that you should realize. You know what? These are attributes that you can have, that God has put in you. If you're a believer, these are attributes that God wants to develop in you. That is why you be a woman of the Word, like Jochebed. You believe in the future. Believe in your future. You know what? Our children are our future. Isn't that true? She believed in the future. That's why she hid Moses. She believed in her future. Let me ask you something. You know, the enemy will come by many times and try to discourage us about our future, won't he? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And many times that discouragement takes the form of through our children at times, doesn't it? But I want to tell you something. Listen, we learn from Jochebed. Don't give up. Don't give up. The roots you put in them will produce godly fruit. Yes. Keep believing that. And from Hannah, keep watering that seed you've sown. Keep watering it in prayer. Believe. Believe in the future. Believe that God's plan and purpose will prevail. Believe that. And then, just like Mary, just say this: God, may it be done unto me. May it be done unto my children according to your word. And you know what? It worked, didn't it?
Yes.
Moses is a testimony. Samuel is a testimony. And Jesus is a testimony. It works. Amen?
Amen.
So here's what I want us to do. Would you stand to your feet for a moment? We're going to close in just a minute. Maybe this morning, as I'm just sharing a few thoughts here from God's Word, maybe something the Holy Spirit, you know how the Holy Spirit, you know, I always tell people, listen to the message in the message. You know what I mean? While I'm speaking, out of that, God will speak something to you. That's what you want to listen. That's what you want to respond to. Maybe this morning, maybe you're the Holy Spirit speaking to you, or maybe something's on your heart. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe they're away from God. Maybe you're concerned about the plan and purpose of God for their lives. Whatever it may be, here's what I want us to do. I'm going to lead us in prayer, and I want you to cry out to them. You say, well, you know, I'm not even married. Well, cry out to God and believe for your future. Amen. Cry out to God and believe for your future, but especially to the moms. We're going to cry out to God and believe God to work in our children, because our children are our future. Amen? You know, I'm representing the future of my mom. You're representing the future of your mom. And you know what? The fact that you had a family, you know what that says? You believe in your future. You believe in your future. Amen? The only reason you would... Why would I abort something? Because I didn't believe in the future. But here's the thing. God has a plan. God has a purpose. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. And I want you to pray right where you're at. You know, whatever God put on your heart, if it's about a child, if it's about your future, if it's about God's plan and purpose for you, whatever it is, as I pray here, I want you to pray there. And we're going to cry out to God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cry out to you. Father, we lift our voice to you. Father, praying whether it be over our children, O God, their future, your plan, your purpose for them. We thank you, O God. We will not give up. We will not let go, Father, of your plan and purposes for our children. We will not let go of the future. God, we believe that all things are possible, O God. Father, what you've spoken to us about our children, O God, in the future generation. Father, we declare and say, may it be according to the word that you've spoken to us. God, the assurance you put in our heart. We will not be afraid of the future, but we will trust in the living God. We will not waver in our believing, but we thank you, O God, that our future, our children are secure. Your plan will prevail. The roots that we've put down, the roots we planted in them, they will bring forth righteous, godly, divine fruit in their lives. Thank you, O God. No matter what it looks like, Father, we believe you deliver, O God. You deliver, O God. You work in our children. You work in our future. You bring it to pass for your glory and your purposes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every head bowed for just a moment longer. If you're in this place this morning and you say, Pastor, I don't know if my heart is right with God. I don't know if I were to die today. I don't know if my sins are forgiven, if I'm right with God, if I would go to heaven. But I want to be sure before I leave this place today. If that's you and you say, Pastor, I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? Pray for me, Pastor. Would you lift your hand right where you're seated? I won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. I see your hand. Anyone else? I see that hand. Anyone else? Okay. I see that other hand. Thank you. Anyone else? I'm going to pray. Father, you see these hands. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. You said whoever will call on the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not turn them away. You will not condemn them. But Father, you said whoever calls on your name, they shall be saved, forgiven of their sins, become a child of God. Father, their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, I pray they will leave this place today with a know-so salvation. They will know that they know that they know they have put their faith in the living God. And you have heard, you have forgiven them, and they are now a child of God. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For those of you that prayed that prayer to God, let me just say this to you. Listen, I promise you, on the authority of God's word, He said, whoever. Did you know you're a whoever? I'm glad that God didn't say the somebodies of this world. He said the whoever's. That means just regular old people like me. He said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, He said, you shall be. Not might be, not hope to be, shall be. You do the calling and believing, He does the rest. Amen. I want to encourage you, you are saved. Before you leave today, those of you that prayed with me, if you'd like, I've got a little booklet here I'd like to give you that would help you in your walk with God. So after I pray the prayer of dismissal, I'll be up here at the front. If you'd like to come up and just get that booklet, I'll give it to you and you can be on your way. Listen, happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers. I hope this little message today encouraged you, moms. Did it encourage you? Did it help you a little? You know, no, you don't have to clap. But I'm just saying, you know, I want to help you. I want you to be encouraged. And, you know, as moms, so much of the time, you know, I know sometimes you are, and a lot of times it's easy to feel taken for granted. But today, I hope you have a special day. I hope you're surrounded by people that love you, that care about you. We do here. We just think you're the greatest. We love you. Father, thank you. For all the moms again. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for giving us moms who love us like you love us. Lord, may the day be a great day for all the moms. Oh God, may they just revel in the love of their family. We bless you. I thank you for the people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Call your mom up if she's not here. You do something to let your mom know that you love her and you care about her. If you'd like that little book from me, you can come up and get it real quickly.